Welcome, everyone, to The Peaceful Planet. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon, coming to you live from the studios of BBS today. And you are listening to Voices of the World. That is from the Global Peace Foundation. And I don't happen to know the exact performer, but I know that it was a guest, that this CD was part of a guest that was on my show at one time. And I think it's really appropriate for the Peaceful Planet here. Now, today I have a very special program planned for you, and if any of you have been on the page on the Peaceful Planet, I have listed a number of very important past lives that I remember. I've been exploring possibilities of past lives with a really qualified regressionist who's also a psychologist. But to back up and give you a little bit of background into this process, I would just put out there the idea that many of us have probably experienced deja vu, where we walk into maybe a historical place and feel that we've been there before. Perhaps it's a church or a special place that just gives us a special feeling and we begin to remember things. Or, in my case, because I'm a professor of art history, years ago when I was teaching ancient Egypt and ancient Greece, I began to look at these magnificent works of art and just connect with them in almost a spiritual way. And it was amazing. And while I had no knowledge, per se, at that time about reincarnation, and it's very discouraged in the religious traditions. How many of you know, though, that at the time of Jesus, reincarnation was a readily accepted teaching of the Jewish faith? So it's largely fallen by the wayside, and a lot of that happened going back in history to about the Council of Nicaea, when Constantine accepted the conversion of Christianity and allowed it to be practiced in the Roman Empire. Well, what happened is that they devised a method by which people could convert to Christianity, which was through baptism. And in so doing, what happened is that with baptism, all the sins were forgiven, as they believe, and then the person would inherit eternal life just from that. So people, when they were converted, then didn't get baptized till the end of their lives. But this was, see, part of the doctrine that came to replace the idea that we possibly do lead more than one life. So I want to put out the phone number of our call-in, because I'm going to do a few readings today, as well as I'm going to be reading messages from Princess Diana that were given through another of her channels as published in my book, and I'm going to be reading some channelings from the Master Jesus, Yeshua, as he was known in the lifetime, as I remember sharing a lifetime with Jesus. And I'm going to be sharing some fascinating details from these tape sessions. But if you're interested in a mini reading and you'd like to call in with a question today, please feel free to do that. Toll free here at BBS at 877-876-5227 for the USA. And toll-free Canada is 888-810-8322. And I'll be happy to take a small question or two from some of our listeners if you would like to call in and get a little reading. So I welcome that, but I'm just going to go ahead and start with the past lifetime that I remember with Princess Di. Now, I didn't remember all this, but I always felt a strong connection to Princess Diana in life, though I was not a big fan of hers. As many of you know, I have a book called With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, Messages of Peace for a New Age, and that is available on my website at www.dianaspeakstotheworld, and there are many messages in this book about how we can attain peace in the Middle East and prevent more terrorism. And this has been her assignment with me for about 8 years now. Now and then I get messages from Diana through others of her channels. And I was just simply blown away, astounded. I don't know what you want to call it when I got this message, because I really wasn't into past lives. I accepted the idea that reincarnation could be. But, you know, I have a mission in this life. I'm very active. I teach a lot. And I was writing my book. So this came to me quite by surprise from another great channel, Bob Murray, who is producing, by the way, a lot of the music on our show. And we feature his music as synthesized from spirit each week on A Peaceful Planet. He channels John Lennon and George Harrison and other greats, and we're featuring their music. So he's a wonderful channel. And this came in November 16th, 2002. And this is as channeled from his son-in-law, Michael, who had been speaking with Diana in the afterlife. Hello, lots of development since I talked to you last. Diana is into the peace thing in a big way. As she explained it, if there isn't peace, then all the children are at risk in all countries. She keeps talking about Earth Angel Marsha. She told me it was okay to tell Marsha what I tell you. Diana usually isn't into the past life stuff because, as she said, she's too busy with this life. However, when she was over at Essex a few days ago, she was telling me all about Mr. Powell and Tony Blair. I was interested, but sometimes her intensity on the subject of peace drives some of us to distraction. It's not that we don't want peace or help for the children. It's just that we have our own way of dealing with problems. Diana understands what we are feeling and what we are saying, but she is driven to do something about it right now. Marsha is her right arm right now. Diana said that because there's such a close link between Marsha and herself, that Diana thought there must be something connecting them in the past life. Diana has looked into the past life connection through her research in the library, and she found out that Marsha and Diana were close friends in the immediate past life. The location was England, around the time of the reign of Queen Victoria and into the Edwardian age. They were very close friends from the age of 13 on into womanhood. As Diana said, they were both free spirits, as they are now. Marsha was called Anne and came from a wealthy family, as did Diana. They went to a private school. Marsha was always drawing pictures, drawing on everything. She used to get into trouble for drawing cartoons of teachers and public figures. According to Diana, Marsha had dark red hair and a temper. She had a soft spot for babies and older people. Marsha was going to be a nursing sister when she got older. Diana was going to be a nanny and liked children even then. There was one incident that Diana remembered from that past life. While walking together one afternoon, both girls came upon a man beating a horse that was down. Both yelled at the man to stop, and when he wouldn't, both ran over and physically tried to stop the man. He turned the whip onto the girls, and both ran, then picked up spilled coal and threw it at the man. He chased the girls, but they escaped, and that was their secret from then on. Marsha grew up and became a nursing sister, helping the elderly, while Diana grew up and became a nanny. Both kept their friendship. Both married men that were wealthy and tolerated their working. Marsha died at age 78 and Diana at age 80. Love to all, Mike. Now, Mike is Robert's son-in-law who crossed over to spirit around the same time that Princess Diana did, and he's a good friend of hers. So what I got from that was astounding because it confirmed my work with Diana, which is always important to me. But some of the details here about being very close friends with Diana since boarding school have been confirmed through my regressions. And then also I found out, and this may be true for you too if you've thought about doing past life regression, I can pass on the name of a wonderful regressionist, but I'm not going to do it on air because he requested his privacy. But you will hear his voice in these tapes. And I found out, and I suspected that I had been with my husband, my current husband, in another lifetime. And it was so amazing to visit this. And I just started this last summer. And I really recommend, if you're wanting to do any regression, that you go to somebody who's really qualified and credentialed to do this, because they can help you if you get into a situation in a past life where something dreadful happened to you. Sometimes the memories of a death can be overwhelming, or the loss of a loved one, and you don't want to get into any trouble. You want to have someone that can help you out of it. So I'm not a person in favor of just regressing yourself through a hypnosis tape or whatever. I would like to see people take every precaution, because working, again, with the Akashic Records, as it's called, or the library, can be a bit of a tricky process, and you may not want to approach that alone. So anyway, I'm going to play a little bit of that past life from the tape, and I'm going to start and then end the tape and just give you some segments of it. And when I do end it, then I'll come back and talk a little bit more about my memories from that lifetime. But in this part of the tape, you're going to hear me describing this red brick two-story home we had in the countryside of England and the beautiful Victorian garden that I kept. And then you'll hear other things about this lifetime. And it was fascinating to learn that I married the same person this lifetime that I did last time. So apparently that's what we call karma. And right now we're collectively going through the ascension process, and you want to be working on clearing karma. So that's why it's very important that each of us in our own way begin to take the time to uncover our past lives. We can learn a lot about ourselves. I've learned an incredible amount about myself, and not just myself, but about history, especially with these two phenomenal lives that I'm going to share with you later, one being a life with Jesus and the other a life with Akhenaten, the well-known pharaoh from Egypt. So I'm going to start the tape, and let me know how the sound is going, if you would, Don.
It's the cat of arches. The sky is shining down. The sunlight is really...
Is that coming through?
I've created this, or if it came with the house. I get the feeling that I did create it over my lifetime.
Oh, well, I see. So you really have a hand in making this garden what it is. So it is also a very beautiful garden.
Well, it was, but I get the feeling that's not my only project.
Oh, what other project is it?
Well, let me see if I can see. There are these childhood friends, one of whom I feel is Princess Diana in her other incarnation. I don't get a name for her, but I feel a strong connection with my friends, and that we spend many hours in the garden, in the tea parties. There are many things I like to do with my friends. And my husband is always working. He's always busy, just like he is today. But he also helps a lot with building things. That's just what he loves to do. Anyway, these friends come over, and we talk about many things that are much deeper, and it's the friends that really sustain me.
Well, it's wonderful you have so many friends, and
I don't know that I have that many. I think I have one or two good ones.
I see.
And those friends are the ones that nurture.
And did you have any children?
I see a little girl.
A little girl. Yeah. What can you tell me about this little girl?
Okay, I'm going to stop the tape right there because I had a very sad experience, and I start to cry hysterically on the tape, and I lost my little girl in that lifetime. But then after this tragic event, Diana came over to visit me, and she was known as Edwina. I figured out the name over time, and she was a constant support. And eventually what I did with that lifetime is, because I had lost my little girl, I devoted my life to healing others. And I became an herbalist and a volunteer. And I believe I was working for probably the English Red Cross. as a volunteer nursing sister in my adult years and into my later years. So it's interesting what we can do with tragedy in our lifetime as well. And that kind of gives you a synopsis of that lifetime. So I'm going to move on to another one. But before I do, if you are wanting a reading today, I'm going to open our lines again at 877-876-5227 USA and 888-810-8322. We'll see if we get any calls before I begin the second part of the show today on the past life with Yeshua. He would have been called Yahshua or Yeshua, which would have been the Hebrew expression of the same name, Jesus. And I never suspected that I had a past life as with Jesus as a female disciple, although most of my life I was a very devout practicing Christian in a variety of different churches. I think I joined them all, and none of them ever fit. But, you know, I always felt this profound love for him and devotion. So I think that's how I got into my interest in religion and then angels, and then that branched out into actually hearing from spirit. And it was actually a sequence of events that happened last summer that opened my mind to the possibility that I might have been with Jesus in another lifetime. And I, for some reason, got a feeling that I should make a phone call to another one of our shows, Carolyn Evers, The Message. I got a feeling or a prompting from Spirit that maybe I should call today and ask her if she would look at the Akashic Records and see. And she does read directly from the Akashic on her show, The Message, so that's another good show to tune into. But anyway, I called in just on a lark, wondering whether I had had a past life and with him. And I guess I didn't word the question exactly that way, but she uncovered it. And she said she felt, she asked me to see myself, my shoes, and they were sandals. And then I saw these rolling hills, and I saw the face of Jesus. And then she said, he has a special message for you, and that message is that I will never leave you. And it was very moving. And after she did that little mini reading for me, I thought, wow, you know, I really got to look into my past lives. So then I contacted this friend who attends a spiritualist church that I attend, and he is known in the area for, you know, he's highly credentialed, has a psychology doctorate, and does these wonderful regressions. So anyway, all in one session, you're hearing just one session that only lasted an hour and a half today. I'm going to try to find the next past life where I immediately feel Jesus walking alongside me, and I'll see if I can locate that. It might take me a minute or so. So while I'm waiting, if you would like to call in, you're welcome to do that. I'm just forwarding things here, and I'm not exactly sure where I'm at with this tape. I can't control exactly where I want to go in it because it's all in one MP3 file format. Incarnation, I don't get a name for her, but I feel a strong connection with my friends. So pardon me while I'm working on forwarding my tape CD here. Don, are you hearing my voice come through these taped regressions all right? is the past life with Jesus?
His presence. What else do you notice as you experience his presence?
I'm seeing a terrible thing happening. Oh my God.
What?
He is dying on the cross. And it is so horrible. It is so horrible. He is so beautiful. And some idiot is doing this. Oh my God.
This is horrible.
It is so horrible. I want to help him. I'm so far away. I can't do anything. It is agony.
And as you watch this, what is it that more than you can tell me about what it is you're experiencing?
I am seeing his face is writhing in pain, and he is looking everywhere with love on everyone. It is so amazing. I am angry. I am so angry that they did this. It could have helped. Because of us, everyone loved him. No one knows why this was done. People are just wailing. Everyone is crying.
This beautiful man is being tortured, killed.
There's no good reason for this.
And as you watch this, what is it that you feel as you watch this?
I don't know. I'm without words. It's just, there's darkness, it's lightning, it's just a storm now. He's gone. He is our Messiah. It's darkness, the Messiah. According to our law and tradition, yes, he fulfills it in every way.
Everywhere. And as you say those words, what is it that you feel?
Fear that he was our Messiah and that people wouldn't listen. They're so unbelievably dumb. The word and the law and the prophets all speak the same. He is the Christ, and there is no other but him. And we see this, and we know this. The Romans wanted to get him from the very get-go. I don't know.
It's hard to understand.
The family is torn apart by it. He's giving me a big smile now. He's giving me a smile from the spirit realm. And he is saying, he's in his light, and he's saying, my child, it is okay now.
I see what that feels like.
He says, I am with you always.
Wow, what a past life, huh? That was a really important one, I'll say. And so it's amazing because I got the same words from him again as I was under regression or a light trance as I was listening to this with you. So I hope you're finding this show fascinating, and I hope that we will have some callers for some readings. I'm going to be talking about another past life that I remember that was very important as well historically, and even verifies a lot of what I know about art history. In the next past life, I'm going further back into history, and I will be revealing aspects of my lifetime as a daughter of Akhenaten, who was the famous pharaoh who initiated the worship of Aten as opposed to Amen, and he ousted the Amen priests from all of the temples in Egypt and claimed to commune with the one god, the one sun god. Now, Egypt worshipped Ra, or Amun-Ra, but under Akhenaten's rule, he reformed his understanding that there was really one god, and he abolished all of the pagan gods and goddesses, such as Isis, Osiris, Heru, any number of them. And what had happened is that the Amun priests were vying for power between the priests and the Egyptian rulers. And then all Egyptians believed that the pharaohs and their families were divine and could commune with the divine, just as all ancient civilizations believed that. But I do believe that Akhenaten really and truly was communing with the one God because of the inspired religion that he actually created. He's the only one in that time period of 1350 B.C., to have actually come up with the idea of monotheism, the one God. Now, Egypt was essentially polytheistic, but they also held a core concept of a one creator. And there were others who came in the name of reform in ancient Egypt, not just Akhenaten, but he's the most well-known of them. And I also, before I go to that lifetime, I forgot to read something to you that I had planned for today about this lifetime with Jesus. And I, for a year or so, I had held on to that regression tape and listened to it many times, but I couldn't figure out who I had been in this past life. Well, then I was invited to speak at the Spiritualist Church a couple months back, and the week that I was getting ready for that, Spirit kept calling out the name Martha. And so I finally uncovered who I might have been in that lifetime. And I'm going to read this message from Jesus because I think it very well corroborates and illustrates that lifetime. And then we'll get to Akhenaten, monotheism. And I think it's interesting the way I've always been involved in some of these illustrious past lives anyway, been involved with or surrounded by great religious reformers and masters, and what an honor it was to have walked with the Master Jesus. So this is his message on Holy Grail Mysteries, channeled March 23rd, 08. And he called out my name, Martha, Martha, my child. I have waited patiently to address the concerns of your mind and heart. Your mind is probing and your heart is open, and you have a great combination there to do your work with spirit. Yes, you were in the incarnation with me as Martha. Excuse me. You attended to my physical needs as I traveled about Galilee and did my teaching and healing. You were a follower, and yes, it is true that you seldom spoke, as women in that day were only allowed to speak when spoken to, and not generally allowed even to accompany men in public. Do go on then, Yeshua. I would be fine in your sharing your past lives, and in reading of these words, I think many will benefit. There are others who shared a lifetime with me as Azines as well. Remember that I was an Azine, and we all practiced many of the same abilities you do today. We communed with the Father God, Goddess, and we spoke with the benefit of spirit guidance. While mine was from the Heavenly Father, Mother, God, others practice what you call spirit mediumship. It may have been done secretly in our groups. Yeshua, can you give me any more information about the importance of that lifetime or your lifetime that is missing from the scripture or possibly written out of the scripture? Yes, my child, I can give you all the information of your heart. You long to know, did I have a child? Yes, I had one, and that child is among you. It is right that they know who this child is and that she announced herself when she is comfortable. I was married to Mary Magdalene, and from our brief union we produced Sarah, who had been my sister Anna. Anna was crucified with me on that terrible day. May I ask why some traditions say you were not crucified, but instead revived, or that you resurrected your body? Stories, my friend, I say to you to look within your own heart when you saw me dying there upon the cross. This was not a position that anyone had any choice of relieving me of. I did pass the spirit on that day, and I later did reappear in a spirit-formed body, and then I ascended that spirit body to a type of heavenly realm. In the higher realms, I am also known as Sananda, which means the Eternal One. My ascension was complete within the 40 or so days after the raising of my body. It is all true, and you may contemplate that also in the East there are records of others who resurrected the body. The ascended body is a little different than the physical body, and this is what all of you working on ascension will soon inhabit. It is more of a light body, filled with cells that vibrate in a different configuration. I did ascend, and I did many of the things the Bible speaks of. Mary Magdalene, my beloved wife, was there with me at the Last Supper, and so were you, as you correctly remember this experience. My mother was present, and many of the male and female disciples, of which you were honored to be. I am honored that you thought to ask me about the mysteries of my life and death and resurrection. Remember, too, that you had no blame in this death and that feelings of guilt are to be released. No one, not anyone, did anything to cause it except the disciple Judas, who was programmed by his own demonic voices. On a higher level, Judas was to turn me in since he could not accept my teaching of love. Thank you, Yeshua, for answering my question. I think if I do decide to read this, they will be quite powerful, as I know Spirit is always working to bring us greater understanding and balance in our perspectives on the scripture and the real history. I am honored you call me Martha. I do suppose I resonate with that. Was Mary then my sister? Yeshua, you have spoken well and answered your own question. I leave you, my child, in peace eternal. Know that much is to be revealed about these mysteries as we are opening to a new age. Enjoy the spirit world's way of revealing secrets. My blessings upon you all today. Yeshua ben Joseph, Sananda. So I couldn't eliminate that message from today's show. I hope you're finding this show riveting. I haven't had any calls. If you want to call in for a reading, you can do so for a very quick mini reading at 877-876-5227, or stay tuned for the lifetime in Egypt is about to be revealed. Just give me a minute here, and I'm going to be forwarding this track to the lifetime in Egypt.
Well,
okay, we're opening the lifetime in Egypt. So just listen in here. And when we're done with this, you can do call-ins.
God is with me. It is so, so heavenly. I can't even describe how magnificent this garden is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that garden indeed will go with you and be with you as it has always been with you. At a level that may be below or beyond conscious memory, but that garden, it's yours. Let it go deep be with you. Now, when I count to three, I want to have you move on to any place you wish now to go that could assist you even more and further in your development, in your unfoldment, in your healing as a soul. Counting now. One, two, three.
I'm in Egypt.
Can you describe to me as best you can what is going on?
It's extremely hot.
Pretty hot there, huh?
Flies everywhere. Makes me laugh. Just thinking about it. Batting the flies every day. All we do all day. Palm trees and the bright light hitting the sandstone. There's monuments everywhere. It's a great, great city.
And describe to me even more what you see.
Well, I believe it would be a canal or the Nile.
Mm-hmm.
There's sandstone and limestone and temples. There are people milling everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of heat. It's very oppressive and difficult. People everywhere.
People everywhere. Tell me a little bit about yourself. If you look down at your feet, what do you notice?
Mm-hmm. Sandals.
And, all right. Then just let your gaze move up from the sandals up to the bottom half of your body. And what do you notice? How are you clad?
Some kind of white thing, you know. Dress, skirt, something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very thin because it's like a linen. It's very warm.
Very warm.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. I like it. It fits my figure very nicely.
I see. And are you male or female?
I'm not sure, but I'm being told that I'm female.
I see. Okay. Now, is you're female and you're wearing this, what are you wearing at the top part of your body?
No, there's jewelry, of course. Makeup, of course. It's one of my big fixations. I love it. I like a lot of jewelry and makeup. We all wear it.
How old are you?
18, 19. I'm quite young now.
You're young. Okay. So you're a young woman. And you like jewelry and makeup and so forth. Yeah. Look around now. And what else do you see or what else do you notice?
Great temples everywhere. Temples, limestone, sandstone, buildings. Glistening, gleaming, white stone. Lots of building projects with my father.
Right. So your father is a builder.
I don't know. I feel that he's very... very important. Maybe Pharaoh, maybe a person in the court. I'm not sure.
Your father's an important man. Now, in this lifetime, when I count to three, go to an important part of this lifetime. One, two, three.
My father is reading records. He's reading a proclamation to the people. Changing everything. It's changing the way we do things. People don't like it. My father is very powerful.
He is a powerful man.
And my mother. Beautiful, yes. Very important people. They're in charge.
Okay. So you are... I don't know what the word would be, but sort of a princess of some sort, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so.
And what else can you tell me about your father reads this proclamation?
Well, there's a scroll, and there's a scribe who wrote out his ideas. And then the scribe gave him the scroll, and then he's reading this to the court, and people are... astonished. They're booking, they're gasping. They're denying him.
They don't like what he's saying.
No.
How are you feeling about that?
I like what he's saying. But I'm always honorable to my father. I will do what he says. My mother likes it. We all understand, but there are people, the priests, the priests do not like this.
They do not like...
This is a new law. It is the law of oneness.
Now, do you have any inclination or idea what this new law or proclamation is?
It says that we must love each other. That we must honor one God, not many. And this is the law of one. The law of love must rule the land. That these other false gods must go. And we are being told by the God source that my father speaks with that this is so. And we are to leave the other many, many gods that we worship. Many people turn their backs and they talk behind my father's back. I hear it and I ignore it. I never turn anyone in. But this is the new law.
So he's declaring a monotheism of some type.
Mm-hmm.
People are not happy about this.
That is correct. And when I teach art history, I focus on this individual. I love him. I think he is right. But I don't know what will become of my father's fate because he is radical and he is Pharaoh. But he will proclaim the law. He will speak it. There are many people who do not like this. And there are people that are suffering for it. These people are put out quickly. Yeah. If they are completely unrepentant, that is. These Amon priests, they are a problem. They want their religion so that it will focus on them. They are saying that it is not. It's not of the truth. But I know my father is of the truth because he listens to God. He is the divine. We are all divine. He teaches that we are all part of the divine. The Sun God is who he communicates with. My father speaks to Ra. But it's a new understanding of Ra. It's not the old Ra. It's a new understanding. It's Ra in a different way.
Lifetime is this young woman. I want you to go to a specifically or an important time. Let's put it this way. To an important time in this life. When I count to three. One, two, three.
Some kind of a special day, the sun is shining. There are new monuments everywhere, new buildings, new worshippers. People are carrying their palm tree leaves, and they are celebrating. And everyone is like dancing. Very, very nice. It's a big, big day.
And what is this special day?
Is this the new religion?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the new religion?
And as you look around, what do you notice?
I'm seeing a man I think is attractive. He's looking at me, but he's not my level. We're on different levels. He is important, but he is not in our circle. We are attracted.
And so he...
We are speaking.
Okay, folks, I'm going to have to pause the tape right there. We're right at the good part. But I hope you enjoyed hearing this today. I enjoyed the memories, and I know that I would encourage everyone to look into their past lives in whatever way they feel comfortable. And I thank you for listening. I'm a little disappointed we didn't have callers, but I imagine people were very curious about this. That was the Lifetime with Akhenaten, and I have some art posted online if you want to see Akhenaten and the royal family online. It's on the Peaceful Planet show page. Just click on About This Show, and you can see the website. I also have a message from Akhenaten, but it looks like we've only got a couple minutes left of time, so I think we're probably at time today. But I'm going to have a very, very fascinating guest on next week who is going to share her personal past life as Sitting Bull, the very famous American Indian chief. So don't miss that. Our theme this month is reincarnation and exploring past lives. And we're going to close out with Eternal Opus by Bob Murray as inspired from John Lennon from the other side. And we thank you so much for joining me on this special exploration of past lives today. Have a great day. Hello, Don? Oh, I think Don disappeared. Let me make sure we've got...